This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Today's episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Minio, the high-performance Kubernetes native object store that's built for the multi-cloud, creating a consistent data storage layer for your public cloud instances, your private cloud instances, and even your edge instances, depending upon what the heck you're defining those as, which depends probably on where you work. It's getting that unified is one of the greatest challenges facing developers and architects today. It requires S3 compatibility, enterprise-grade security and resiliency, the speed to run any workload, and the footprint to run anywhere. And that's exactly what Minio offers. With superb read speeds in excess of 360 gigs and a 100 megabyte binary that doesn't eat all the data you've got on the system, it's exactly what you've been looking for. Check it out today at min.io/download and see for yourself. That's min.io/download, and be sure to tell them that I sent you.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition, a relatively calm week, which I'm sure I'll be punished for saying as soon as I finish this recording. Let's see what the community had to say. The many ways to access DynamoDB seemed like it would be a fairly rudimentary article, but it isn't. This goes into some rather surprising depths about securing a database that doesn't exist anywhere except on AWS. Scott Piper points out that for those redacting AWS account IDs from public posts, if you wish to keep those secret, there is debatable value in doing so, remember to redact access keys, including role session keys, due to AWS STS get access key info. You also should avoid bucket names. Now, I have it on record from an AWS spokesperson that account IDs are not considered to be sensitive information, so I, of course, will be biasing for laziness here. AWS had an observation here in a blog post that I could have sworn I'd seen before. How to use Google Workspace as an external identity provider for AWS IAM Identity Center. And that's because this blog post has been around for a while, but it cropped up again. Now, good on AWS for keeping this blog post updated with modern terminology, which is the most recent update, rather than just republishing it so you have dueling versions stretching back into the mists of antiquity. We can learn a lot from this approach because the idea is solid. And frankly, for those of us trying to figure out what the current state of the art is, I really like this. Good work.
This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. I'm not going to dance around the problem. Your engineers are burned out. They're tired from pagers waking them up at 2 a.m. for something that could have waited until after their morning coffee. Ring, ring. Who's there? It's Nagios, the original Call of Duty. They're fed up with relying on two or three different monitoring tools that still require them to manually trudge through logs to decipher what might be wrong. Simply put, there is a better way. Observability tools like Honeycomb and very little else, because they do admittedly set the bar, show you the patterns and outliers of how users experience your code in complex and unpredictable environments, so you can spend less time firefighting and more time innovating. It's great for your business, great for your engineers, and most importantly, great for your customers. Try free today at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. That's honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud.
And the tool/tip/amazing find of the week is awesome because someone has finally put together a YubiKey configuration cheat sheet that doesn't presuppose that I already know what all of the various acronyms mean. It turns out that these little things, which of course pluralize as YubiKey, or for a lot of them, all YubiKey, can do an awful lot. I recommend checking it out. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn. Onward.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.